coming up on Encouragement Live, so you've studied the Bible for years, but can you put the entire story of Scripture together? That's what we'll talk about tonight with Josh Wynn. He is the Vice President of Dallas Seminary, and that's coming up on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, thank you for joining us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of issues and to provide biblically based encouragement and hope. In fact, the only authentic source of hope in our world is the Bible. That's why Dallas Theological Seminary has launched a series of events titled The Story of Scripture. Joining me tonight to talk about it is Josh Wynn. He is the Vice President for Communications and Community, works very closely at Dallas Seminary with President Mark Yarbrough. Dr. Yarbrough has been with us a number of times. Josh, great to have you on the program.
Great to be with you here tonight, Don.
You and I have had a chance to break bread together on a couple of occasions and found out we're practically neighbors, and that's always a good thing to learn. And man, this is the 100th year, the centennial at Dallas Seminary, and I found out that you are the point person on making all of those great events happen.
Well, I oversee the centennial celebration, but let me tell you, it is truly a group effort, and it's something that to think back and celebrate the faithfulness of God to Dallas Theological Seminary is amazing.
So. Yeah, and we had a celebration earlier this year, and my class, the class of 1974, was the 50th anniversary.
Wow.
And so that's half the life of the seminary. So, you know, tonight I can't help thinking, Josh, and this is a little off script, but we may have listening people in our listening family who have benefited from the ministry of Dallas Seminary, and maybe it's a pastor listening, maybe it's somebody who's a lay person, and you've been ministered to by a graduate of Dallas. Maybe you'd like to give us a call and talk about that tonight and just say, this is what has blessed my life through Dallas Seminary, or possibly through the Story of Scripture event. And I know we just had a very big event here in Dallas about a month or so ago.
We sure did. About 650 people joined us at the Westin Galleria, yeah. And we had an opportunity to go through the Story of Scripture to celebrate God's faithfulness. It was great.
I discovered that Mark Yarbrough is related to the Energizer Bunny. He spoke the... I was expecting you and Rebecca Carroll, who has also been on the program, to do some of the speaking at that, and Mark I know Rebecca did something for the ladies during lunch, and you were handling a lot of the details that were taking place, and people don't often realize how many details there are.
Tons of details, but it's been great seeing Mark deliver this story, and not just the speaking, but he sings,
yes.
And
mm-hmm.
He didn't dance, but I tell you, he could probably dance,
I was going to say he came pretty close at one point, but yeah, I was amazed at his singing ability after all the speaking, because I've done some singing and some speaking, and after speaking for hour after hour, to be able to sing was amazing. Let me get the phone numbers in, 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. As I said, maybe you have a question about the Bible tonight, but particularly if you have been blessed by the ministry of Dallas Theological Seminary, maybe a pastor, maybe a missionary has touched your life, and you'd like to share with us about that, we'd love to do that. Or if something's going on in your life that Josh and I can pray with you about, we would love to be able to pray mm-hmm. with you and for you and talk about how God's Word has the answer for whatever dilemma you are struggling with at this time. Our mission, as we've mentioned at the top of the show, is biblically based encouragement and insight, something we all need. 855-586-LIFE. And by the way, storyofscripture.org, I believe is the correct website.
The Story of Scripture.org.
Find out more at that website. We'll be back. Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarborough on the story of Scripture.
It's a two-day seminar that walks individuals from Genesis to Revelation and tells the grand story of God and what He is doing.
Don't miss your opportunity to find your place in the greatest story ever told.
And we find out by the time we get to the Gospels, it's all about Jesus.
To learn more or sign up, visit thestoryofscripture.org, thestoryofscripture.org.
In Hebrew, the number 18 symbolizes life. It's Chai, a word that echoes hope and blessings. The Master Life Coach Training Institute,
along with Compedia and the Fund for Victims of Terror,
extend this lifeline to Israeli military and their families, offering trauma assistance during these challenging times.
You can stand with Israel by donating as little as $18 at mymlcti.com, providing training and support to volunteers who uplift broken hearts.
Donate now. Be a blessing.
Tonight on Encouragement Live, we're talking about the story of Scripture, and really that's a twofold title. We're talking about an event that Dallas Theological Seminary is putting on. The next one will be in August 9th and 10th in San Diego, California. Some of you may want to head west and check that out. And then October 4th and 5th in Atlanta, Georgia. Some of you I know living in the Southeast listening over American Family Radio or Briarwood Christian Radio, you'll want to check that out, or WRJZ in Knoxville. That's October 4th and 5th. This is a good time to be planning. And then, Josh, the D.C. area, November 8th and 9th, and those events coming up. People do need to register in advance for those, correct?
Yeah. If they go to thestoryofscripture.org, they'll see those locations and the registration form there. We make it as affordable as possible because we want people to come and become storytellers of this great story.
Yeah. Talk about the benefits of attending in person. I know some people say, well, you'll probably come out with a video at some point, and I'm sure you will. But there are benefits. Some of the things that happen spontaneously there were just amazing.
Yeah, we try to make it a community experience. We at some level try to push away from the word conference and make it an experience, because there's some level of learning a story that involves participation. And when we're with others, you're more likely to participate. And we also try to throw in other ways of learning, music and, hand movements and gestures to help us engage.
The musical group that you had were phenomenal. And I believe a mother-daughter were involved, and one played the violin and the other one played the cello, the bass fiddle. It was just amazing. And the keyboardist, I think his wife was involved in that as well. They were really good.
Oh, they're amazing. Richie and Gina Kingsmore are the husband and wife team, and they brought a few of their friends that really made that live music experience very unique for us.
Yeah, good thing to keep in mind. TheStoryOfScripture.org. August in San Diego, October in Atlanta, November in the D.C. area. And tonight, if you have a question about the story of Scripture, maybe you went there and you experienced that. Maybe you're listening here in the Dallas area and you just sort of bubbling over from that, as some of us were who attended. We'd love to hear from you tonight, or if you have questions about that, and maybe just a question about the Bible as a whole. Josh and I would love to talk with you about it. The number, again, as I mentioned, is 855-586-5433. 100 years at Dallas Theological Seminary. The school has been known for careful Bible exposition, but Josh, maybe not as quite as much for a biblical overview. I want to explore that with you when we come back from our break, because to me, this has added a dimension to the seminary, and as an enthusiastic alumnus of the school, as I know you are and as I am, it's great to see this piece has been added. And again, the vision of Dr. Mark Yarborough to work with you and the team to get this going. TheStoryOfScripture.org. And if you're interested in enrolling in online courses or in person at Dallas Seminary, the web address, very simple, dts.edu. We'll be right back with more on Encouragement Live.
In the heart of tradition, where each letter carries weight, the number 18 stands tall. In Hebrew, it's Chai, the very essence of life, a symbol woven into the fabric of Jewish culture. At celebrations, we toast L'chaim, to life, anticipating joy and prosperity. Now, the Master Life Coach Training Institute,
along with Compedia and the Fund for Victims of Terror,
channel this ancient blessing to those who need it most.
In the shadow of conflict, Israeli soldiers and their families face the toll of war. Let's stand with Israel by donating just $18 at mymlcti.com.
Your gift, less than a family meal at some fast food restaurants, can nourish souls by training volunteers dedicated to mending spirits shattered by crisis.
Visit mymlcti.com to make a donation. That's mymlcti.com.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in the people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Tony King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I. TonySays.com. We're back on Encouragement Live. Josh Wynn is with me. Dr. Wynn is the Vice President for Communications and Community at Dallas Theological Seminary. By the way, the music in the background written and produced by Brad Smithart, who's a part of our team. And Brad's under the weather tonight, but his wife Nikki working with us tonight, along with Danny and Chris and Cora and Rodney and Brent and just a whole team of people. Keith handling the worship channel. And Josh, they're making our lives easier as we are able to sit in here and talk on the radio and share some things about the story of Scripture. And we're going to encourage some folks to give us a call at 855-586-5433. Wanted to ask you, how did you happen, first of all, to come to Dallas as a student?
Well, my father is a graduate of Dallas Theological Seminary back in 1980. And when the Lord called me to ministry around middle school or high school, it was kind of the only place I considered. So I went to college. I met my wife there. We married. And shortly after college, we ended up at DTS. And we've been there ever since.
It's amazing. And that happens to a number of DTS students. I know members of my class. We had the reunion back in May or June. And it was amazing, the number of them who have been teaching there. Buist Fanning, for example.
Yeah.
And a number of those guys that were in the same class I was in. Me, on the other hand, I wound up wandering around the wilderness in a number of different places, but back in Dallas now. I tell people our third rodeo here, but I was in high school and went to a youth conference at Southeastern Bible College in Birmingham, and they had a fellow named Dr. Haddon Robinson speaking.
I've heard of him.
Heard that name somewhere?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, you have. You probably had him for a class. Maybe he was after you because he left. And I had him and John Reed both for homiletics, so I had the best of both worlds. But I heard Dr. Robinson, and it was at that time that God was speaking to me about a call into ministry. And I said, if I'm going to go into ministry, I want to be able to handle God's word the way that man did. And the rest is history. Amen. Went to Southeastern, met my wife Kathy there, and we have been back in Dallas. We started the Minerith Meyer Clinic radio program, and then I did Life Perspectives for a number of years. I was with Back to the Bible, and then back at Southeastern Bible College in a leadership role there, and president of the school, and continued to do radio. And then God has led us back to Dallas, and so thankful that we've been able to forge a relationship relationship with the seminary, I have always felt, and I've shared this with Mark Yarborough, that Dallas Seminary needed to be back in radio. Back in the day, they had a program called Heritage. You remember that?
I remember. I heard about it.
Half-hour program, Bible teaching. And there's so many great Bible teachers. I know you teach Bible and theology and some of the other courses as well as your administrative responsibilities. And I know you wouldn't want to be in administration if you weren't also able to use your gift in teaching.
That's exactly right. I love the Bible.
Yeah. And for me to be able to teach the Bible, and same thing for you, and it's just a wonderful thing. 855-586-5433. Want to come back to the question of the overview of Scripture, the story of Scripture, and how did this come about? And do you agree with me that this is an area where Dallas Seminary, having dug into the details of biblical interpretation, needed to come up with something with an overview of Scripture?
Yeah, I think so. It's not that the story of Scripture hasn't been told by professors over the years, but you're right. Since its inception, the Bible exposition courses have been taught and designed to drill down deeply, right, on various books of the Bible or sections.
Right.
And so adding a story of Scripture that takes a step back and says, what is the overall framework of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, seems to have hit a real need, both for new believers and even people that have been walking with the Lord for years, maybe are in vocational ministry, because it provides connecting points to things that may have felt disconnected.
And it seems like it also brings out the purpose of certain parts of Scripture that are hard to understand.
That's exactly right. When I'm talking to folks, I said, if you've ever wondered how, you know, Nahum connects to Deuteronomy or why we have Numbers or Leviticus and why that's important for us in the 21st century, the story of Scripture is for them, because it provides not just a narrative of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but there's a biblical theology that's woven through that story. And that's what captures people, I think.
Do you think, Josh, that it's appropriate for somebody, say, who is in ministry, maybe they went to Dallas, or maybe they went to another seminary, maybe didn't get to go to seminary, to attend the story of Scripture, and would they benefit from it?
Absolutely. This is what I'm about to say here, maybe sound like a strong statement, but I believe with all my heart, the story of Scripture is one of those events, those experiences, that it doesn't matter where you are on your journey with the Lord, we've had people come that don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, and they're captured by this story. And we have people that have been pastors for 3 decades, and they sit there and say, wow, there have been connections that have been made, and I walk away with a greater trust in this amazing God.
Danny Webster and I had the privilege of attending the story of Scripture here back in June, and you just heard Danny say that he and his wife are going to San Diego to take it in again.
It's amazing. Yeah, and I have sat in it, obviously, over the years for many years before I even...
And you've taught it as well.
That's right. And I still, this is no joke, I still am catching connections that are made that I haven't made myself, or that I just haven't made others or heard others make. And it's just, it propels me forward. It leaves me encouraged.
Yeah, I was personally amazed at some of the insights that Mark brought out in the process of this. Dr. Mark Yarborough is so gifted in this area and so down to earth in the way he presents biblical truth.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, that's part of who he is and why his ministry has been so successful, or maybe a better way to say it, how the Lord has used him in ministry.
Impactful, maybe we could use that term.
That's
something
right.
of that
yeah,
nature.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There's always a word we can find together. And the subtitle in one of my books is The Power of Collaboration, which seems to work in terms of radio as well. 855-586-5433. Dr. Josh Wynn of Dallas Seminary with me. Lisa is on the line calling from Indiana tonight. Go ahead, Lisa. You are on the air with us. Hello, Lisa. Are you there? And maybe we have lost Lisa. So we will check that out and find out what the situation is. Our technical team is pursuing that. But in the meantime, we're talking about the story of Scripture, and Dr. Mark Yarborough did the lion's share of the speaking. Talk about the role that you and Rebecca Carroll have in this entire minute, because it's not just the story of Scripture in terms of a two-day event, but there's more to it as well.
Yeah, so we have, you know, Rebecca and I have the opportunity to be hosts of that two-day event to basically encourage and share in between the teaching sessions. And then during the lunch periods, Rebecca, the last few stories has broken off and hosted like a women's luncheon where maybe there's a topic that's particularly of interest to the ladies in the room. And those have been hugely successful. What I'm amazed at is we have folks that sit through the, you know, this teaching. I mean, that's two days of teaching.
It's intense.
And then at lunchtime, they go and say, man, I want more. And they sit with Rebecca and have an opportunity to learn as well.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity for the ladies who attend. They sort of get the extra, what the French people in South Louisiana would call the lagniap, that extra little benefit there. Maybe you've attended the story of Scripture. Call us, tell us how you've benefited. Or maybe you've benefited from someone in your family or you yourself attending Dallas Theological Seminary. We would love to hear from you tonight. Josh and I would love to hear what has happened in your life as a result of this ministry. What do you think is the thing, Josh, that students of the Bible miss the most in terms of the overall story?
Well, it may be as simple as just the continuity, the connections between the Pentateuch and then the history books that come after it.
Yeah.
And even though these books appear in sequence in the Bible, sometimes we just don't see, oh, there actually is a story.
Yeah.
And we see how God is working in this story. And I think it's the accumulation of following the chapters of the story that really begin to capture people. Because remember, a lot of our guests at the Story Scripture, they've studied various aspects of it. So I think the real takeaway is, wow, this story is connected, and God is faithful.
It comes together, and you see the faithfulness of God. You also see the sovereignty of God in this whole thing. And I'm just finished the book of Ezra and have started Nehemiah. And looking at that portion of Israel's life where they're coming back to the promised land, and God is fulfilling the promise he made to Jeremiah. And again, the way Mark fits that into the overall story of Scripture. And there's a shift that he does with some of the Old Testament content back into the historical. Can you give us a little thumbnail sketch of that?
Absolutely. So one of the confusing things about, say, the poetic books and the major prophets and minor prophets is, what are they saying? And mostly the prophets, right?
Sure.
But if we recognize that historically, if you wrap your arms around the poetic books and the books of prophecy, you can kind of move them back and drop them in the history section. And that's one of the moments that's a light bulb moment for folks. They sit there and say, wow, you mean Isaiah was writing in a historical time and place to historical people about a historical situation? It helps remove some, but some of the mystery of how we understand the prophets.
Yeah, and to see, here is Isaiah, and he's ministering in a time of for 2 Kings or 2 Chronicles or somewhere in there.
Exactly.
And then you see some of these different kings, like you've got Ahab on the bad end, and you've got Josiah on the good end, and some in between. And to be able to synthesize that, to put that all together, is just an amazing thing. We're coming up on a break. 855-586-5400. 33 is our toll-free number. Dr. Josh Wynn is with me tonight. By the way, he and his wife, Ariella, have, I believe, 4 children. Is that correct? Eden, Ruby, Judah, and Asher. You name them, some of them out of the tribes of Israel.
That's right. That's exactly right. It reminds us that, again, God is faithful, and we're in that great stage, 21 years down to 15, and we're in that phase of launching them, and man, yep, it's just been an exciting time for us.
You know, people like to alliterate with their children sometime. My daughter and son-in-law, Tom and Karen, he's a graduate of Dallas as well. They alliterated their kids. They've got Carissa, Hannah, Rebecca, Josiah, and Micah. They alliterated on the back end. Kind of amazing how they did that. 855-586-5433. DTS.edu will give you the story of Dallas Seminary and thestoryofscripture.org. We'll be back.
Here's a conversation from HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Tonight, Dr. Josh Wynn is with me. He is with Dallas Theological Seminary, serves as the Vice President for Communication and Community. Great combination, and also the point person on The Story of Scripture. And again, thestoryofscripture.org. We're encouraging you tonight. If Dallas Seminary has been a blessing and encouragement to you, maybe through your pastor or maybe a family member, someone you're connected with who has benefited from the seminary, you'd like to call us and tell us about that. Or maybe you have a question about enrolling in the seminary. That would not be, I'm sure, Josh, you wouldn't object to taking a call like that.
Not at all.
Not at all. So give us a call at 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. We were talking about the fact that people have some misconceptions about the Old Testament. In a sense, I think misconceptions about the Bible as a whole, a lot of those kind of rest in the Old Testament, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. One area that we focus on in the story of Scripture that seems to resonate with our guests is the area of the covenants.
Yeah.
How does the Abrahamic covenant fit with the Mosaic covenant, with the Davidic covenant, with the new covenant? Are those covenants still in place? To whom were they made? And it's just that can be a really confusing thing. And one of the kind of claims that we make is is those covenants are important because God makes them and God will be faithful to fulfill them. So it's important to talk about. We want to resolve any confusion.
I love the way Mark handled the covenants and the content of that, and I'm sure you all were involved in shaping that. But again, looking at what happened in Genesis and the fall, the serpent and Eve and Adam, and the fact that Adam was right there with Eve, that was a point that Mark made in the context of it. One of those details that sticks out that sometimes you don't think about. You think, well, Eve was over here talking to the serpent, and then lo and behold, this is what happened, but he was there as well. So very important to keep that in mind. But then you had the time that went by, and you had the covenant with Abraham. You had death and all of that, all the way, the killing in chapter 4, the first murder, and then the whole, and he died in chapter 5. Just amazing how Mark was able to put that all together. And then you have eventually the Tower of Babel and people wanting to make a name, but God had told them he would give them a name.
Absolutely. I mean, you're surfacing some of the great aspects that we're hoping to surface that are right there in the Bible. Yeah. And I know if Mark were here, what he would say is it's not the things he's surfacing. It's what we're seeing in the Bible.
Yeah.
And to see these literary moves, we believe that they're literary moves that convey some very important things. And of course, once we get to chapter 12 of Genesis, we see a really critical covenant made with Abraham.
At Abraham's covenant, then you got the covenant with Moses, the Mosaic, you got the Davidic covenant, you got the new covenant with Jeremiah, fulfilled ultimately in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we celebrate the Lord's table, as we do here on Sundays, I'd like to remind people we are fulfilling that new covenant.
Amen.
Let's go to the phones and we'll talk with Robert tonight. Robert, good to hear from you. Go right ahead. And for some reason, I am not getting Robert. Robert, are you there? Okay. We seem to be having complications on our telephone system tonight, so we'll call on the team. Brent, maybe I'll get you to...
That's just a question.
Okay. Oh, this is just a question. Okay. He's not on the line. Thank you. Now we know the answer. Here's the question. He wants me to ask it. He didn't want to be on the air. So we understand about that, Robert. He wants to know, what does Dallas Seminary teach in the first year of a student coming to school? This sounds like a prospective student.
Yeah. Great question, Robert. Yeah. So we have several courses that are, we view them as onboarding courses. So one of them is Bible study methods and hermeneutics. So hermeneutics is a big word for interpretation. Yeah. So we want, right off the bat, we want to get students learning how to observe what's in the text, to interpret it, to correlate it, and then apply. That's one course. Another course is bibliology and theological methods. So we want to reflect on, hey, how do we do theology? What are the things that are involved? What are the sources we draw from? And what role does the Bible play in our theological inquiry? Mm-hmm. And then a third course would be Christian life and witness. So one of the aspects of seminary life that's very important to us is the spiritual life of the student. And so we really want our students in the midst of studying to really, this is a spiritually formative exercise to go to seminary. And we want the Spirit of God to shape our students. And so we have a whole course that's devoted to that. And then how that spiritual life kind of unfolds and flows out in evangelism, because evangelism is so critical to our godliness.
Josh, that's one of the things I appreciate about where the seminary is these days. It's not just a matter of the head knowledge about Bible and theology and methodology. It comes down to the praxis, I think, is the terminology that's sometimes used.
Absolutely. Yeah, the connection between, I mean, you brought up the big words, so orthodoxy and orthopraxy, like right belief that leads to right action. And those two are always, those are always together, right? What we believe always flows out into how we live. And so we always want to keep that in view. This isn't just a DTS thing. This is a Christian life thing, right?
It sure is.
Yeah.
What we believe, how we live it out. And Robert, we will pray for you. In fact, I'd like Josh for us just to take a moment moment Absolutely. And pause in the program. And would you lead us in prayer for Robert as he is asking God, I believe, to direct him in terms of possibly the seminary?
Father, you know all things, and you know Robert. You know where he is, what his needs are, how you have shaped him, how you've gifted him. We ask you to open doors for Robert and give him the strength and the faith to walk through them. We pray that you would provide for his needs, help him to know what the next steps that you would have him do. And in the meantime, and even as he walks through those doors, we ask that you would help him to be faithful to you, that he might be one that either plants the seed or waters the seed, but recognizes that you cause the growth. Hmm. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And 855-586-5433 is our number. And Robert, you can visit dts.edu, and you can connect up with the seminary that way, and we will be praying for you. Lynn is listening in Texas tonight over American Family Radio. Lynn, good to hear from you. Go right ahead.
I have a question, actually, about the rapture, something that I have been reading about and studying some devotional in the New Testament and the Revelation. And also, the rapture is actually was a relatively new concept that Darby came up with. Is that right?
Well, that's a great question. Let's talk to Josh about that. Darby certainly
my
was somebody
question
who...
Is,
yeah, go
my
ahead.
My question is really in regards to 2 Thessalonians 2 and also Matthew 24. And in regards to, like, how did that belief come to Darby, and why is it so widely accepted that we will actually be raptured?
All right, great question. I think 1 Thessalonians 5 and 1 Corinthians 15 probably also have a bearing on that. Josh, your thoughts in response to Lynn?
Yeah, I think the terminology of rapture is fairly recent, within the last couple hundred years. But obviously, these are, we would argue that these are this is a theology that is born out of the text. And what we're trying to wrestle with, and this is one of the things that we would see in the story of Scripture, is here's a great question to ask. When do we see the resurrections occur of believers?
Yes.
And this is an important question, almost a different way to look at it. And when we start to say, we have Jesus' resurrection, and then he's the first fruit of the resurrection of believers. Then we have a resurrection in the Thessalonian timetable, and then we have other resurrections, obviously, in Revelation. Well, when we start to align these resurrections, they are connecting us to various events, and one of these events, we would argue, is the rapture, and that's
right.
And so I would say that historically, we have these moments of resurrection that are in the future, and now we're able to tie them to various other events that are occurring in what is known as the Day of the Lord, which is it's a great question you're asking.
Yes, it is, and a legitimate question, Lynn, because, again, you have people who believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, and I've just completed a series. In fact, I'm counting down from the top 10. I call number 10 was the rapture, and I'm to number 1 now, the eternal state. And in between that, you have a whole series of things, the judgment seat of Christ. You have Christ coming back in power and glory, as you have in Revelation chapter 20, and the judgment of the great white throne, and that comes after a thousand-year millennium. And there's some people that believe that millennium will not be literal, and there's some people that believe that Christ will only come back after that millennium. There is a book that Dr. John Walvoord wrote years ago, and I had the privilege of studying under Dr. Walvoord when he was president. He's with the Lord now, but it's titled The Rapture Question. And Lynn, I would encourage you to check Amazon or somewhere and grab a copy of that, or maybe if you're in Dallas, go by the Dallas Seminary Bookstore. I'm sure they probably have one or two copies there. If they don't, they should. And that would be a great book to check that out. Let me lead us in prayer for Lynn. Lynn, Lord, thank you for Lynn. Thank you for her inquiry about the rapture and about the whole issue and when this developed and the role that Darby played. But also, Lord, I pray that you would just guide her in her quest to understand Scripture and to grow in grace and knowledge of you. And thank you that we can turn to your word. And Lord, through the story of Scripture, you're helping people put various parts of Scripture together. We'll thank you and praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And that brings us up to our final break and an opportunity for you to give us a call if you have a question tonight. 855-586-5433 is the toll-free number. Tonight, Dr. Josh Wynn is with me from Dallas Theological Seminary talking about the story of Scripture, that two-day event. It can literally be a life-changing event as you get a grasp of Scripture as a whole. August in San Diego, October in Atlanta, November in D.C., thestoryofscripture.org. Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarborough on the story of Scripture.
It's a two-day seminar that walks individuals from Genesis to Revelation and tells the grand story of God and what He is doing.
Don't miss your opportunity to find your place in the greatest story ever told.
And we find out by the time we get to the Gospels, it's all about Jesus.
The story of Scripture exists to fuel your passion as a believer toward a journey of deeper engagement in the full narrative of Scripture.
All this Bible that we have, it's all connected. And it's one continuous story that starts in Genesis. But to show the continuity of that is an exciting thing.
To learn more or to sign up for this life-changing two-day event that will give you insight into the message of the Bible as a whole, visit thestoryofscripture.org. That's thestoryofscripture.org.
Here's a conversation from hisfaithfulstewards.com.
I'm so frustrated with my retirement account. Every time the market drops, it seems to take a long time just to get back to where it was before the drop and to start growing again.
What if I told you that there's a way to save for retirement that doesn't risk any loss of your money in the market, and you can still earn good returns?
What do you mean by good returns?
Well, the plans that I work with have averaged 8 to 14% per year over the last 10 years. And since they're guaranteed never to lose their principal, no one ever has to waste time making up for losses.
I've heard those kinds of accounts have a lot of fees.
Actually, most of the accounts that I work with have no fees.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free short video series that helps you understand more of your options for your retirement savings, delivered to your email each week. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and sign up for the free video series. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com.
Back on Encouragement Live, Don Hawkins, and with me tonight, Dr. Josh Wynn of Dallas Theological Seminary. Josh, what courses are you teaching at the seminary right now?
Well, I am teaching in the spring a science and theology course. Mm. And so science and bibliology. No, it's science and theology. Sorry. Yeah. I was trying to think of the title. Yeah, it's kind of my area is bibliology and scientific method. And so, we're going to explore all those intersection points between... Mm. Between science and theology. I don't know if we'll get to all of them, actually, because there's a lot of science out there.
So if our friend Robert, for example, were to sign up this fall to come to Dallas Seminary for his first year, he might likely be able to take your course, or is it restricted to upper class?
Yeah, if he took the that theological method and bibliology course, that's kind of the prerequisite to all the other theology courses. So, I'd love to have Robert in that class.
Well, that'd be a great thing. And others of you listening, you want to find out more about signing up, dts.edu. And we're looking forward to having more people from Dallas Seminary on Encouragement Live in the days ahead and telling more about the seminary, but also thestoryofscripture.org. Josh, the reality of life today is that 100% of all of us will die at some point, and we need to be ready to die. And there's only one way for a person to be ready to die, and that is to have placed your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And the bottom line is, friend, if you are listening to us tonight and you have not yet come to the place in your life where you have made that life-changing decision, I want to share four words with you. The first word is the word sin. Starts with an S. You can remember that. Romans 3:23 says we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the second word is penalty. Sin has a penalty. The penalty for sin is death. Romans 6:23 makes that clear. But the good news is the next word is paid. Sin's penalty has been paid, and that's in Romans 5:8. God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that brings us to the last word, so trust. T-R-U-S-T, and you can go to Romans 10:13, or you can go to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Tonight, friend, if you have not yet come to that place in your life where you have made that life-changing commitment of faith, of trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's really all it is. It's not joining a church. It's not being baptized. It's not turning over a new leaf. It's not going into some kind of program. It is making a personal commitment of trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'd love to talk with you about it at 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. And I mention this in the context of death because Josh, friend Cameron, has reached out to us and is asking for prayer. He's laid his Nana, his grandmother, to rest today. And I know that my grandson Chris just had a funeral service for a friend that he had known today, and that my his mother was a very good friend of my daughter Donna. And so would you pray for these people who are grieving the loss of loved ones?
I would be honored. Father, we lift up to you our brother Cameron and the friends and family of his grandmother Nana, and we acknowledge that death is horrible. Mm. It is not your design. You are the God of life. And so there is a very real and palpable sorrow that our brother is feeling right now. And we ask that the promise and the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ would provide Cameron and the friends and family a tremendous amount of peace, a peace that transcends any type of understanding. And we pray that your presence, which is everywhere and always, mm-hmm. would be known to Cameron
yes.
in a very tangible way today and tomorrow and in the days and the weeks ahead. And we pray that the gospel, through the suffering that he's experiencing, that the gospel would flow through him and impact those around him. May your spirit move to bring life through Nana's death. We ask this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Mm. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the opportunity we have, and death is the enemy, but it's also the last enemy that will be destroyed. And I think of those great words in 1 Corinthians 15, death is swallowed up in victory.
Oh, I love it.
What a great hope is ours. Tonight, if you have a question about your relationship with Jesus Christ, whether you have come to trust in him, we would love to talk with you about it. Or if you have a question about the Bible or about the story of Scripture, 855-586-5433. Books like Leviticus, Obadiah, Hezekiah is not a book in the Bible. That's one that sometimes people slip in there. But we do have some confusion about some of those prophets and some of those Levitical law books and all. Talk about how they fit into the story of Scripture and how they benefit us in our Christian walk today.
Absolutely. So in Deuteronomy 28, this is the second giving of the law. God says to this second generation that's about to head into the land, if you obey, you're going to be blessed, and if you disobey, you're going to be cursed. And once we come to David and then Solomon and then Solomon's sons, it begins with Solomon, the kingdom splits, And you have Israel in the north and Judah in the south, and Israel has no good kings, and Judah only has a handful. Yeah. And so during this period, before Israel's taken into exile for their sin, for violating Deuteronomy 28, we have these prophets that are calling out to either Israel or Judah or Edom and or Nineveh and asking and pleading with the people to repent. And so one of the ways we resolve this some level of confusion is by recognizing that these prophets, as we said before, they fall within the times of the kings. And when we start to say, oh, we have a prophet that is prophesying during the reign of these kings, and this is what's going on in Israel or Judah, then we begin to understand a little bit more of what they're saying.
Yeah. And to some degree, it seems, Josh, those prophets and the promises of God, even promises that he made to Abraham, promises he made to David, actually seem to have a bearing on events in the world today.
Absolutely. Well, think of it this way, Don. If someone makes a promise to you, Don,
yes,
they're not, and they even if they don't make it to me, and they break that promise to you, can I trust them?
Yeah, legitimate question.
Yeah. And the answer would be no. So this is why even when we have, say, the Abrahamic covenant, which God makes with Abram and later Abraham, and the world is blessed by this, but he's making it with Abraham, why knowing that God fulfills that is so important to us, because it reflects his very character. And this is one of the overarching biblical theological threads that we trace in this story of Scripture, is to demonstrate that when God makes a promise, he will be faithful to fulfill it.
And the words to Abraham and to David were forever.
Forever.
And how long is that?
It's a long time. Yep. Yeah. There's no Greek or Hebrew mystery to that word. Yeah. It's forever.
Yeah. You understand it in English, you understand it. And then I love the way Mark makes the shift when you get to the New Covenant in Jeremiah 31, and then you get to the New Testament, which in effect is a word that means the New Covenant. It's all about Jesus. Talk about how that connects in, that New Covenant in Jeremiah and the coming of Jesus.
Yeah, it's amazing. So when Israel is in their worst place, God gives this New Covenant. This is back in the Old Testament, right?
Right.
He gives hope to Israel, saying, I'm going to make a New Covenant with you, and I'm going to graft in. I'm going to graft into this root of Jesse. I'm going to graft into this tree. The Gentiles. And so when we come to the New Testament, all of a sudden we see that through the blood of Jesus Christ, this new covenant is brought into existence. And as a result, both Jew and Gentile now can experience the Spirit of God. And it's the Spirit of God that we learn in the Old Testament in Jeremiah 31, for example, that the law is now written on our hearts, and there's a change in our lives.
Yeah,
and this is what's
amazing. I love the phrase, their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more.
Yeah.
What a great, great concept. Yeah. Candy is listening in Texas tonight. Have a couple of minutes, Candy. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes. My question is something that bothered me since I was in Sunday school, about life on other planets. And the preacher, our preacher, was substituting. Our Sunday school teacher was running late, and so we were just kind of on our own, and we were talking about Twilight Zone and all these crazy shows. And he came in and he said, you know, told us his teacher was going to be late and he was going to kind of take over until she got there.
Yeah, and Candy, I've got just a minute. Got to be very quick. Yeah. The question, I take it, is there life on other planets? And how would that square, Josh, with Scripture?
Well, I don't know if there's life on other planets. I don't know if the Scripture talks about it. I do know that God is the creator of all things.
Yes.
So, if there happens to be life on other planets, somehow he has created He has created those things. And if that's the case, it'd be great to find out someday. But yeah, we just, again, we go with what we have, and we know that God's right. The creator.
Right now, Candy, that's the best we can do in the time that we have. I wish we had longer. Josh, we'll have to have you back soon and look forward to further time exploring. Again, the story of Scripture. .org is the website. And again, there are events coming up that you need to keep in mind. August in San Diego, October in Atlanta, and November in the D.C. area. DTS.edu. Josh, thanks for coming out tonight.
It's been great to be with you tonight, Don.
Enjoyed it. Thank you, friend, for joining us for Encouragement Live.